Okay, we talk about the U.S. airstrike that has killed 27 Shabab militants in Somalia. To tell us more, we are joined on the line by a Somali philanthropist who's based in South Africa, Hassan Abdullahi Alim. Hassan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
What can you tell us? What details have emerged about the U.S. airstrikes that have killed 27 members of Shabab?
The U.S. strike actually have begun since 2007, in Somalia. And since that, there is a lot of reports that actually stating civilian casualties whenever AFRICOM actually release a report that actually stating there is a strike happening in Somalia. For instance, the last one that actually they claim to they killed 27 Al Shabaab. No one can confirm the truth of that report, even though there are Somali civilians accusing the American airstrikes actually have killed their relatives, innocent people. So this is actually the fact that on the ground. Moreover, American airstrike have not actually helped the Somalis to liberate from Al Shabaab, and that is the fact on the reality on the ground.
So, what justification does the U.S. give for these airstrikes? How do they explain it?
They actually undermine all the reports. They don't actually. There's no fair, transparency or independent investigators that actually investigating these attacks. And let me just give you a brief understanding of where they take in the airstrikes. Mm. Mostly, where they take in airstrikes are strongholders of Al Shabaab territories, and these Al Shabaab strongholders places have no internet. And there is a limit of information, so we do not know how America even tap into getting information where Al Shabaab are living and where civilians are living, and perhaps there are more civilians than Al Shabaab in Somalia.
So what's Al Shabaab's response? I saw one report that they say no, it's not 27, it's not that much. What role do they currently play in Somalia?
We cannot take either side of their report because Al Shabaab will never say they kill our armies, or America will never say we kill civilians. That's the fact on the ground. But let me just give you the Somalis, or didn't Somalis take the arm to defeat Al Shabaab? And since last month, more than 15 villages have been actually captured by the ordinary citizens of Somalis who took their arm to eradicate Al-Shabaab. And this actually, the success histories of the ordinary Somalis. So the fight against Al-Shabaab cannot be defeated through airstrike. It could be defeated through ideological war, supporting the ordinary citizen, the government of Somalia, and so on. And these airstrikes actually are helping Al-Shabaab to recruit more because it angers the civilians. It angers more civilians. And actually, it's a recruitment tool for Al-Shabaab.
So overall, Hassan, what did you say is the current strength of Al-Shabaab compared to, to previous times? And what's the general Somali population's reaction to the Al-Shabaab phenomenon?
Al-Shabaab actually is their time of defeat has actually come to an end. They have lost support within the Somali clans. Somalis have realized that Al-Shabaab is not actually preaching any religion. They are actually killing the civilians, exploding hotels that are none of government officials are living. The last hotel, where they ceased for 2 days, 11, more than 20 civilians have died. None of them were part of the government. They have actually been blown up water wells and poor holes, actually killing children and women. So the Somalis have actually said enough is enough. We have to remove Al-Shabaab from our territory. And Al-Shabaab era come to an end. And I hope this year, end of this year, we will not have more Al-Shabaab attacks in Somalia.
All right, Hassan, shukran for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hassan Abdullahi Alim, a Somali based in South Africa, talking to us about reports that another U.S. airstrike has killed 27 Al-Shabaab members in Somalia. He said that America is likely to exaggerate the number. Al-Shabaab is likely to underplay the number. And he criticizes both the U.S. for meddling in the internal affairs of Somalia and Africa and for causing further issues and making things more rife for Al-Shabaab to recruit, and then Al-Shabaab for their activities, saying that the Somali civilians are rising against them and defeating them.